This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. An FBI agent says a Wyoming man acknowledged to investigators that he shot a couple and their daughter on Montana's Crow Reservation. Special Agent Larry McGrail's statement filed yesterday says Jesus Deniz opened fire because one of the victims laughed at him. McGrail's statement was filed with a criminal complaint in U.S. District Court seeking a murder warrant for the 18-year-old Deniz, also known as Jesus Deniz Mendoza. Deniz is being held in Wyoming after police arrested him near Metitzi, about 120 miles away from the town of Pryor, where the shooting happened. FBI spokesman Todd Palmer confirmed 51-year-old Jason Shane and 47-year-old Tana Shane were killed in the Wednesday shooting. A relative says their daughter, Jora Shane, was wounded when she ran from the man who had told them he was out of gas and needed help. The governors of Wyoming and Montana say a federal plan to protect the greater sage grouse is far more restrictive than Western states' own programs to help the struggling species. They told the U.S. Bureau of Land Management Wednesday to rewrite major portions of a draft federal policy for protecting the ground-dwelling bird. Wyoming Governor Matt Mead says the BLM is wrong to portray livestock grazing as a threat to sage-grouse. Montana Governor Steve Bullock says the federal plan would prohibit oil and gas leasing. A court has told the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to decide by September 30th whether the birds need protection as a threatened or endangered species. A decision to list could severely restrict oil and gas drilling and other developments in the region. The Montana Supreme Court has upheld the state's 24/7 sobriety program, saying charging associated fees for alcohol monitoring is not pretrial punishment in violation of the Constitution. In its ruling yesterday, the High Court says breath testing can be appropriate as a condition of a pretrial release, but they liken the testing fees to bail and said a judge must do an individual assessment to determine whether the program is appropriate for a defendant. Under the program, a judge can order people charged with a second or subsequent drunken driving offense to pay for twice daily breath tests or an alcohol monitoring bracelet as a condition of their pretrial release. The court's decision comes after the state appealed a lower court ruling that said fees charged for the state's 24/7 sobriety program amount to unconstitutional pretrial punishment. Highway Patrol troopers in several states are giving extra attention to traffic flocking to the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally in South Dakota. Organizers are planning for up to 1 million people for the rally's 75th anniversary next week. The Montana Highway Patrol says it's paying special attention to traffic routes favored by rally goers. In Wyoming, the patrol has secured $125,000 in federal highway grant money for ramped-up enforcement. Federal safety regulators have ordered a Columbus cabinet maker to pay a $50,000 fine for safety violations that they say led to the death of an employee. The Billings Gazette reports that OSHA yesterday said that Oak Creations is facing 21 safety violations that were uncovered after the January 13th death of employee Tom Hegg, who died of acute exposure to wood dust after 15 years with the company. The BLM will go forward with its planned roundup at the Pryor Mountain Wild Horse Range after a judge denied a preliminary injunction. The Billings Gazette reports that federal judge Susan Waters denied a motion from advocacy group Friends of Animals asking for an injunction to stop the removal of 15 to 20 adoptable excess wild horses. The 170-animal herd is believed to be descended from horses used by Spanish conquistadors. They roam a 38,000-acre range established in 1968. Search and rescue teams are continuing to search for Yellowstone National Park for a seasonal worker from China who went missing July 23rd while swimming. The park says that 12 to 18 searchers, as well as two teams of dogs and helicopters, have continued to search for 21-year-old Fiyang Isaac Zhang. Governors of Wyoming and Montana say a federal plan to protect the greater sage-grouse is far more restrictive than Western states' own programs to help the struggling species. They told the U.S. Bureau of Land Management Wednesday to rewrite major portions of a draft federal policy for protecting the ground-dwelling bird. Wyoming Governor Matt Mead says the BLM is wrong to portray livestock grazing as a threat to sage-grouse. Montana Governor Steve Bullock says the federal plan would prohibit oil and gas leasing. A court has told the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to decide by September 30th whether the birds need protection as a threatened or endangered species. A decision to list could severely restrict oil and gas drilling and other development in the region. The 600 firefighters working the almost 3,200-acre Reynolds Creek fire in Glacier National Park had a busy day yesterday. Another one's on tap for today. Fire Information Officer Shauna Hartman says Thursday's fire behavior was fairly active.
Due to the higher temperatures and the lower relative humidity, the afternoon winds also picked up, creating a space where the fire had the potential to spot up to 0.6 of a mile, and we did see that happen yesterday. The smoke also increased.
Hartman says the same behavior could repeat today with temperatures again expected from the mid to upper 80s.
There will be a red flag warning, and that is mostly due to the increase in winds. The relative humidity and the temperatures will be similar to yesterday, but the winds will increase. So it'll be another active fire day today. Our operations folks told our firefighters to be heads up for those increased winds this afternoon, especially.
Going to the Sun Road remains closed from the east side of the park, but the top of Logan Pass is accessible from the west side via Going to the Sun Road. The human-caused fire started July 21st and remains under investigation. A 19-year-old Belgrade woman who was attacked in an off-campus apartment with two other Montana State University Northern students is being released from the hospital. Woman was attacked in the May 2nd stabbings that also injured Sam Mix and Alicia Schneid. Mix was stabbed more than 36 times, Woman more than 20 times. Thank you very much for tuning in. For Montana Morning News, I'm Edward O'Brien.